Strap yourself in and hang on to your warts, because here we go with Toad Away. Goliath, whispered Limpy, wake up. Goliath moaned and tried to wriggle deeper into the mud puddle he was sleeping in. He opened an eye, then closed it. No, he said, it's not even dawn yet. We're going to be late, said Limpy. It's taken me ages to find you. Why can't you sleep in your room? It's better out here, mumbled Goliath. If you're lucky, worms crawl into your tummy while you're asleep. He opened an eye again. Late for what? We're going to the Amazon, said Limpy. Goliath sat up, eyes open wide. The Amazon? He said. Good idea. We can get all the cane toads over there to join our army and crush those mongrel humans forever. And blow up their freezers. Limpy sighed. He'd agonized most of the night about whether to bring Goliath on the trip. He'd finally decided he had to. It was the only way he could keep an eye on Goliath and stop him starting wars. Please let it be the right decision, thought Limpy, while Goliath had a stretch and checked under his eyelids for breakfast. The first wart blush of dawn was creeping into the sky. Limpy grabbed Goliath's hand and led him quickly towards the far end of the swamp. How are we getting to the Amazon? Asked Goliath. By air, said Limpy. Some birds are taking us. Ripper, said Goliath. I want the fastest one. Even as he was saying this, something swooped low over their heads. They both looked up. That's not fair, said Goliath. Charm got first pick. Limpy stared upwards. He desperately wanted Goliath to be wrong as usual. But the bird turned and swooped low again, and Limpy saw with a jolt of panic that Goliath was right. Gripped in the bird's claws was Charm. Sorry, Limpy, she yelled, but I can't let you do it. Brazil's much too far for a bloke with a crook leg. Tell Mum and Dad I'll be away for a while, but not to worry, I'll be fine. Limpy could barely hear her last words because the bird was already heading for the blood-red horizon. Come on, Limpy yelled at Goliath as other birds swooped over their heads. We can't let her go on her own.